Let's continue reading verses 31 through 47 of John chapter 8. In these verses, we read of the Lord refuting the self-righteous Jews who claimed that they were children of Abraham. The Lord told them that if they were really children of Abraham, they would automatically receive him as their Messiah. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." Once again, some background notes. Remember that the setting for this discussion was in the temple area in Jerusalem, soon after the Feast of Tabernacles. The Lord was addressing the self-righteous Pharisees, as well as a number of the people in the temple courts who wanted to hear his teaching. Verse 30 says, "As he spoke these words, many believed in him." Are these true believers? I would think some of them were, just as we saw back in chapter 7 and verse 31, and many of the people believed in him. But of course, there would be a lot of false professors as well. Back in John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25, we read, "Many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." Now in verses 31 and 32, here it sounds like the Lord is addressing the true believers of the group and urging them to abide in his word to prove their discipleship. And if they did abide in his word, they would come to know the truth. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Great promises for the believer. Now in verse 33 and following, the Lord is addressing the false professors, as well as the Pharisees and the self-righteous Jews who made no profession and were out to discredit the Lord. It's hard to miss the point that the Lord is making here, that these religious Jews are not believers in the God of the Bible. Look at verse 44. "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." And verse 47, "He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." These religious Jews, by the way, are not pagans that the Lord is talking to here. They are Orthodox Jews. What does that say about the destiny of Jews today who will not accept Christ? Orthodox Jews need to accept Christ as their Messiah and as their Savior, just as much as any other unbeliever does. Well, so much for background notes, but let's move on now to our doctrinal points. Doctrinal point number one, perseverance is the sign of a believer. Perseverance is the sign of a believer. In verse 31, we read, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.'" Abiding in the word is more than just reading it and memorizing it. No, abiding in the Word means consistently obeying it. Abiding in the Word and perseverance go together. Perseverance is the sign of a believer. In verse 37, the Lord said to these unbelieving Jews, "I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you." Notice, the word had no place in these unbelieving Jews. Also, the end of verse 43, "because you are not able to listen to my word." That's characteristic of an unbeliever. Just the opposite of abiding in the word. Abiding in the word and perseverance are signs of a believer. Look again at verse 47. "He who is of God hears God's word." To hear God's word is not just to hear it audibly, but to do it, to obey it, to consistently do it, to abide in it. Perseverance is the sign of a believer. Doctrinal point number two, practicing sin is the sign of an unbeliever. Practicing sin is the sign of an unbeliever. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Commits here is in the Greek present tense, which means to continually commit sin. It's not the idea of commit a sin here and there, but to practice sin. That's the idea. Practicing sin is the sign of an unbeliever. The Lord goes on, you see here, to show that if you practice sin, you are a slave to sin. And a slave to sin is not a son. Verse 35, "And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever." You see, a son is in the family. A slave is not. Unbelievers are not in the family of God. They are slaves. They may appear to be in God's family, just as these religious Jews were making it out to be, that they were in God's family. But they're not. Unbelievers are still in bondage to sin, whether they realize it or not. They are still in their sins. 1 John 3 and verse 6 says that whoever abides in Christ does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Here again, the idea is to practice sin. Whoever abides in Christ does not practice sin, commit sin continually, habitually sin. It can't mean that a Christian is sinless, because 1 John 1, 8, and 10, which is addressed to Christians, by the way, those verses say, if we say that we have no sin and do not sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. There's only one person that never sinned. That was our Lord himself. Look over here at verse 46. "Which of you convicts me of sin?" No one could convict him of sin, because he was sinless. But we are not sinless. As Christians, we do sin. But the point here is a true Christian does not live in sin. We do not practice sin. Abiding in the word and perseverance, those are signs of a true believer. But practicing sin is the sign of an unbeliever. Doctrinal point number three, the truth will make a sinner free. The truth will make a sinner free. Verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Verse 36, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Is there a contradiction between these two verses? The truth will make you free, verse 32. The Son shall make you free, verse 36. Of course not. The Son is the truth. John 14, 6, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." Now, the idea of freedom here is not the idea of freedom from sickness, or freedom from problems, but freedom from sin. The unbelieving Jews here were claiming that they had never been in bondage, verse 33. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Well, that certainly was an oversight, wasn't it? What about the bondage in Egypt? What about the Babylonian captivity? What about the present Roman occupation? But the Lord shows them that he is talking about bondage to sin. Are you in bondage to sin this morning? Well, you don't have to be. Freedom is available. The freedom comes when you commit your life to Christ and let him take control of your life. He is the Son of God, and he will set you free. If you commit your life to the Lord Jesus, you will come to know him as the truth. and the truth will set you free. The truth will make a sinner free. And by the way, in view of verses 31 and 32, which appear to be addressed to believers, this is the key for overcoming sin in the believer's life. Abide in the Word, and you will come to know the truth more and more, and Christ as the source of all truth more and more. You can experience freedom from besetting sin. The truth will make a sinner free. Doctrinal point number 4. Sincerity will not make a sinner free. Sincerity will not make a sinner free. If ever you had a test case for religious sincerity, here it is. These people are not pagans. They are not hedonists. They are, for the most part, good-living religious Jews. And they sincerely think that not only are they physical descendants of Abraham, but that they are spiritual sons of Abraham as well. The Lord tells them that He knows they are physical descendants of Abraham. Verse 37, I know you are Abraham's descendants, but they are not spiritual sons of Abraham. No moral kinship. If they were spiritual sons of Abraham, they wouldn't be seeking to kill him, but they would be doing the works of faith of Abraham. Verse 39, and they would be receiving His word, and they would love Him. Verse 42, there would be a family resemblance. That's the point. But these religious Jews sincerely believed that the Lord was wrong and that they were right. So right that the Lord must go. But they are sincerely mistaken. The Lord said that they were following their father, the devil. Verse 44. The Lord said that they could not go to heaven and that they would die in their sin. Verse 21. These sincere religious Jews were sincerely wrong. Sincerity will not make a sinner free. Practical application from this section of John chapter 8. Who is your father? Who is your father? These religious Jews thought that the God of the Bible was their father, but they were wrong. The Lord said to them there in verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but He sent me. And then in verse 44, He said, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Notice that the Lord had no problem believing in a personal devil. Satan is not an imaginary being. No, Satan is a real, live, spiritual being. The Lord said that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Satan brought death to Adam and the whole human race. And Satan is the father of lies, verse 44. And now the Lord is saying that the reason these religious Jews are deceived and trying to kill him is because Satan is their father. Like father, like children. Let me ask you this morning, who is your father? There are only two possibilities. Either God is your father or Satan is your father. Notice, by the way, there is no idea in the Bible of the universal fatherhood of God. You know, everyone makes it in the end because God is the father of all. No way. Not taught in the Bible. Either you are a believer and God is your father, or you are an unbeliever and Satan is your father. Who is your father?